So today on the SU Pod, we're joined by our special guest, Helen Jameson from Learning Services. Hi, Helen.
Hiya.
So first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about your role within the university and what your job entails on a day-to-day basis?
Okay, well, my job title is Customer Services Manager for Learning Services. Basically, Learning Services incorporates the university libraries and the link building. So I manage everything in terms of physical help desks, support you might get over the telephone and email, student IT support, and then all the traditional library things as well, like membership, issue and return of stock, and things like facilities, including copying and printing, that type of thing.
That sounds like, certainly sounds like a lot of work to entail in sort of one job aspect.
Yeah, it is a really busy role. I've got a really good team of staff that work for me. There's about 30 people in my division. So that ranges from student assistants who do like shelving and tidying for us, and they're from the student population, so that's really nice that they can help us out with that.
Now, how long have you been involved in working within Learning Services now?
I've been in Learning Services about 13 years.
So I imagine you've seen quite a lot of changes across the university
in your time at this point. I have, and I was a student here before that as well.
I mean, because I imagine over the last 13 years, one of the big things that changed has been the number of students at university, and obviously lots of new buildings going up, so you've seen a lot through your time.
Definitely. It's interesting because everything seems to be moving electronic these days, but our footfall is still going up and up and up in the library, so that's quite interesting that people are still choosing to come in. Yeah.
So what would you say is your favourite thing and your worst thing about your job or about what you do at the university?
I think the best thing is when September and October comes round again and we get to see all the new freshers, and it's really nice being able to help them settle in. Obviously in the first couple of weeks they're not as interested in the library as they are later on, but once they get involved in the course we can help them find resources and access information that will really help them, you know, get better marks and really access the resources that they need for their subject. I think the worst thing is sometimes having to be a little bit like the police and monitor the noise and the, you know, use of Facebook, etc. Because we're hoping to keep the library as a study environment, really. But students really like to come and use it. So it is very, very busy. It's a popular place.
I know it can be quite effective, not just as an academic base in the university, but quite a lot of people come and use it as a social space as well. So I know one of the reasons that we've asked you to come along today is because you've got a particular message you'd like to bring across to students about something that the library is looking to roll out in the next few weeks or so.
Well, we're always looking to take on board student feedback, and one of the main things that students have been asking for is for longer opening hours in the library. So they've often asked us to go 24/7. Now, we have got a 24/7 PC room in the link building, but students still were interested in the library opening later. So last term we ran a pilot of midnight opening that ran up to Christmas, and because that was so successful we're running that again. So from the 7th of March to the 14th of April the library will be open until midnight Mondays to Thursdays. So although the help desks won't be open, the building will be open, so you can access PCs, the book stock, you can issue material, return material. So basically everything that you would do during the day with just a little bit more self-service.
That's terrific. And I know that a lot of students will find they've got assignments and work that has to be in around that sort of time frame. I'm sure there'll be a vast amount of them will find that extremely beneficial for their course and for their studies.
Yeah, and also the students should see postcards around the building promoting it. And on the back, there's opportunity for them to feedback to say whether they liked it or didn't like it. So if students could give us that feedback, it will really help us make a case for making this a permanent thing.
Terrific. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
You.
And we obviously thoroughly hope that the extended library hours really are a terrific success across the university.
Yeah, great.
Cheers. Thanks again.